Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Not only can you watch live, listen live, and all that fun stuff, but you know there's a place there you can actually do a little donating. That never hurts anybody. We talked about that in the last hour. A lot of the shows like mine are being squelched by, you know, Facebook, YouTube, and others to get the message out. But, you know, we still have terrestrial radio, still regular radio, AM, FM, whatever, however you're listening. Radio-wise is great. You want to support local business, local stations. So if you're not able to hear the show on a local station, call the station manager. Find out why he's not carrying the show. Ask him what's wrong with him. Be nice about it. But still, ask him what's wrong with him. Dr. Gerard Lemaire is going to join me after the break. Somebody all got to know and love. And I want to hear what he says about what's going on now with the polls. You know, you really can't believe the polls. We know that. The Dems are screaming that the polls, you know, we keep saying, well, hey, wasn't any different with Dukakis? Wasn't any different with Mrs. Clinton? So does this mean that Trump still is going to pull this off? But I want to talk to an expert. I'm not. You guys aren't either. In fact, many of you are sending me emails asking me if Trump, you know, we got a little doubt going here, asking me if Trump can still pull this off. Look, he can be a little stubborn. He can be a little pig-headed at times. Trump, that is. There's times when there's no reason for him to get into some of the matches, the Twitter matches he gets into. If it makes him happy, so be it. But it's taking so much attention away from the good things that he's done. He should be harping, I mean, really harping on how we can help people if the Democrat mayors and governors would let us in. Chicago shootings are up 80% this year, but somehow it's Trump's fault. The shootings were virtually not talked about under the Obama-Biden administration. And what I think is really funny is, if you've been watching commercials about Joe Biden, you would think he was president for 8 years. Yes, under Joe Biden, the economy was one of the best it's ever been. Under Joe Biden, we were loved by, you know, our foreign leaders across the world. Well, of course they were. We gave everybody money. Like it was Joey B that made all that stuff happen or not happen. And again, isn't it interesting that when Donald Trump ran for president, they were pulling information to his from years gone by? We couldn't find anything on Barack Obama. It was almost like he didn't exist and then he existed. Right? Nothing on his girlfriends in high school. Nothing on any of that. We couldn't get the press to talk about any of that. Now, with Joey B, we have blatant video of what a racist he is. We have women that have come forward and said that they were sexually assaulted by him. Have they been heard? Have Nancy Pelosi and others paraded them out to be heard? Well, I guess you can't have a congressional hearing because he's not in government anymore. Maybe it should be done civilly, in the civil court. Why not? For damages. Maybe it should be done in the criminal court. What is the statute of limitations? I'm just finding this amazing. And the Dems, God bless. Listen, this is why I keep telling you guys. There are sane Dems out there. Do not paint them all with a broad brush like they do to us. You've got Democrat Dems. that a mayor, Democrat Dems, supposed to be, you got Democrat mayors, Democrat governors, Democrat legislators that are speaking out in favor of President Trump and what he's done. This is a good thing. It shows you that those people, those particular Democrats, the governors, I mean the mayors especially, that are coming forward and saying, look at what he's done for us. Nobody's ever done this for us before. So you have to encourage them. You don't discourage them by wiping, you know, knocking at every Dem. I know Democrats that are voting for President Trump. Actually, I know a lot of Democrats that are voting for Trump. And I didn't even ask them who they were voting for. You know, we've come to a point in this country. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about the kind of people that the Democrats are supporting. And then when they find out they were wrong, what was it? Who's the lady, the young lady that claimed at Duke University that she was raped by the team? And Al Sharpton swooped in to save her and bring attention to it. And then she admitted later, she lied about the whole thing. She ruined all these lives, and she lied about the whole thing. Did mainstream media ever pick that up and back off of that? No, they didn't. Because it doesn't fit their narrative. And we've seen stuff like that happen over and over and over again. Did Sharpton apologize? No. And now we're seeing with some of these shootings, you've got the same kind of things going on. The Democrats are supporting. Now, look, I'm not saying any life deserves to get lost. Nobody deserves to be snuffed out when they're not really doing anything tremendously bad. But we've come to a point in this country where a loving father with an arrest warrant, an outstanding arrest warrant for aggravated sexual assault, can violate a restraining order against him with armed with a knife, ignore police orders, resist arrests, shake off the effect of two tasers, an attempt to get in his car with three children that he had no custody agreement for, and they're wondering why he was shot. Look, I got to tell you, I don't care what color you are. If there's a warrant out for your arrest and a restraining order against you for sexual assault, and you got three kids in the car, I don't care if they're yours or somebody else's, I'm going to come after you. I'm going to do what I can to protect those kids. Joe Mateo, your host, listen, Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. Gerard Lomero right after the break. One of your favorites, and mine too. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. If you head up to the website, thereelside.com, there's a lot you can do there as well. You can take the poll. Like I said, there's a lot happening up there, and I do want you involved. I do want you engaged, and I want you informed. That's why, you know, that's why I just don't spew off at the mouth on a regular basis. I bring on people that have a clue, that have been doing this and know what's going on. Many, many, many of you have sent me emails telling me that you're worried. You're worried that Donald Trump isn't going to make it as president again. He's not going to be able to win the second time around. And here's what I'm going to say to you. Two things before I give you some numbers and bring on the guest. If you get off the couch and you get away from the Facebook keyboard, yes, he will win again. When you reach out to people around you, like I've been telling you for a long time, you create your own little email tree, you know, send emails out to people you know and love and let them know what's at stake here and why you're voting for President Trump. You've got to get involved. You have got to engage and stop listening to the polls. Because we can go after poll after poll after poll. I mean, something even overseas with Brexit, they weren't going to win. It was going down in flames, and look what happened. That's why I bring on people like Dr. Gerard Lomero. Always appreciate his time with me. He's an author, political analyst, an expert on forecast models. He's the author of 6 books and a popular TV. He's all over the place on TV and radio. You can check him out if you Google him. Head over to his website. Not now. Write it down. Do it later on. GreatNewsForAmerica.com. GreatNewsForAmerica.com. Dr. Lomero, as always, a pleasure to have you with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. By the way, speaking of talking all over the country, I added up, and I think my audience for the last 2 weeks has been of 2 million people I've talked
to. Wow.
That's a lot.
It is. And you have to keep talking to them. You have to keep, I'm concerned that some people are going to get so burned out, so disenchanted, if you would, that they're not going to go out and vote.
This is about whether or not we want to be free, whether or not we want to keep the Constitution, or would we rather have socialism and go bankrupt like Venezuela? Because I guarantee you, if Biden were to win, we will be a socialist nation in 2 years and bankrupt. And you'll have to, hopefully you'll have hoarded enough TP from the coronavirus to where you'll last, because you won't be able to buy things. They ruin everything when they take over a country.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, you look around. It's funny. A friend of mine who had an operation done recently and very excited about the outcome, I said, and he was just singing the praises of singing the praises of American medicine. And I said,
yeah.
So why didn't you go to Cuba? Right? Why didn't you go to Canada?
Right.
We hear about socialized medicine. How wonderful it is. Why aren't you seeking out those solutions?
Or how about Venezuela? Their medical system. They were promised everything. They were going to get everything for free. And the people bought into it. They thought Hugo Chavez was going to change the whole country for the better. And boy, did they get disappointed.
All right, so we're hearing, again, polls, and I know that I'm on board with you. I don't believe any of them, but people do. How can these polls be so far off? Who are they polling? I mean, what is making it look like President Trump's going to lose?
Okay. I'm going to give you a quick answer. If people really want to know what's wrong with the polls, my book, More Great News for America, I wrote in 2018 about why the polls were wrong in 2016, because everybody kept asking me why and how did I know it. That book answers the question in detail, but I'll give you a quick answer.
Give me the overview.
Okay.
Yeah.
Polling, you call 1,000 people, you write down their answers, and you superimpose it on your model of the electorate. You know, like this many percentage of lesbians, is this many percentage of black Americans, is this many percentage of white union men. You know, you try to get all those demographics and you come up with a model. They've been using outdated models for a while, and they have not taken into account the changes in the electorate that I have in my forecast model. I think that's one of the biggest problems. The next biggest problem, why the polls are way off, is that 77% of all conservatives are afraid to speak their minds in public about who they support. In other words, an awful lot of people who support Trump will not tell a pollster because they don't know who it is. They don't trust people. Some stranger calls, says, I'm doing a poll for the XYZ research company, and you don't know who that is. And it could be NBC, it could be somebody at work, it could be your neighbor. You don't want to tell them because you don't know what the repercussions are, because people have come down hard on Trump supporters. Some people lose their jobs.
Yeah.
So when you get 77% of the people who are likely to vote for Trump not willing to speak, you're going to get polls that are way off, and they're going to favor Biden. And there are lots of others. There are several other major problems. Those are some. And every time the polls come out, I check to see if they provide the internal polling information, how the model was designed, and whether or not I agree with it. And I've looked at a lot of them, and I think the polls are wrong fundamentally. In other words, I don't think they can get a good answer the way they're doing them. I think forecast modeling is much more accurate, and I really think that the real clue as to whether or not the Democrats think they're going to win, Hillary Clinton gave away a couple days ago. She said, I don't think Joe Biden should concede under any circumstances. Now, why would she say that unless she thought he needed to concede, that he was going to lose?
You're right.
And the fact that he's now gone to Kenosha and put his foot in his mouth, by the way, And the fact he's come a little bit out of the cellar is because his poll numbers are looking so bad. I'm talking about the internal polls, which are the more accurate ones than the media ones that they preach all over the country about
right.
how things are going. Yeah. We need, every conservative needs to get out and vote. Don't be disillusioned because we're going to win. And bring a few friends. And let's make this a landslide. Let's take back the states that are blue. Let's try to win in California. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm going to give you good news. In my model, New York State has moved into contention for Donald Trump.
Really?
If he carries New York State, he's going to win a landslide early in the evening. It's not even going to be long.
Wow. How do you... And I'm not asking you to give away secrets. You know that. But,
no.
My God, how do you come up with a model out of New York? Now, I got to tell you something. I look at New York, and I don't have your expertise, and I say these are working people. There's a lot of hardworking people in New York City and New York as a whole.
Sure.
And why wouldn't they vote somebody like Trump unless they've swallowed a Democrat pill and that's the only person they can vote for? But I don't believe that. I believe they're telling you one thing out front, you know, to the street, and a whole other thing when they're in the booth. Am I correct?
Well, let me tell you something. If Joe Biden, he is on the ballot. De Blasio was on the ballot, and if Cuomo were on the ballot, Andrew Cuomo, this November, they both lose. That's how bad it is in New York for the Democrats. They both lose.
Yeah, they don't seem to think so.
Out of the office.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get a question for Dr. Lomero. Send me a question at joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Kenosha, Wisconsin, once again the center of presidential politics amid another police shooting of a black man. This time, Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden was in town. President Trump was in Kenosha earlier this week, both men visiting after Kenosha's mayor said it was too soon for either of them to do so. Biden today meeting up with the family of Jacob Blake, the subject of several days of protests. Blake was shot 7 times in the back by police, and his family says he is now paralyzed. Biden vowed improvements if elected president. He was also critical of Trump.
I thought you could defeat hate. It only hides. It only hides. And when someone in authority breathes oxygen under that rock, it legitimizes the dark side of human nature.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. You listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and a part of the solution. My next guest, you got to grab his book, his latest book, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy. And it was sold by using false hopes and deceit. And look what's happening. You'll find it at greatnewsforamerica.com, greatnewsforamerica.com. Dr. Gerard Lomero, a regular on the show, joins me. Always appreciate his time. Thanks for being with me.
It's great to be with you always. I love your show.
I appreciate that. That makes three of us, me, you, and my wife.
Okay, so, great.
And I'm not sure about her. So, but you know, we were talking about the forecast and the question, and I'm throwing stuff at you as I build it up over the weeks. Many people are concerned that just the voter fraud alone will hand this election to the Democrats. You don't see it that way, do you?
No, not at all. I do think there'll be voter fraud, and I do include it in the model, and I do think it's significant. However, Donald Trump has put a number of things in place to mitigate it, to catch it, and to put him in jail if they catch him. And so I think he's got a number of programs in mind. He's got what's called the EDO, the Election Day Operations. And they've put together legal, they've done training for people. They've trained judges, they've trained poll watchers.
Really?
They have a significant operation to detect fraud. And I think he's aware of it. He's a smart guy. I mean, he doesn't do things with his eyes closed. He knows what he's going into. So I think that's going to be part of it. The other part of it is, if you do have 2% of the votes stolen, let's say it's as high as that, it's probably less. They may try to steal 1% in the right places to get him, Biden, elected and that. But let's say it's 2% even. Okay, if you have a really good solid turnout, which I'm predicting, because people know this is a vital election, you may get a 5% additional turnout. That 5% will swamp the election fraud, but some of that fraud is going to be caught anyway. So I think at least half of the fraud will be caught, but the turnout is going to be the real reason Trump gets reelected by a strong, large margin. It's looking really, people who have never voted before are saying, I'm voting for the first time because I don't want to lose my freedom.
I've heard
a lot
that.
Of people are aware of it.
Yep.
They're aware of what they're up against. And we even, believe it or not, taking the pulse of people overseas. People
really?
In other countries are saying, yeah, in Australia and Canada, they're saying, Americans, wake up. You've got to vote for Trump or we're going to be in trouble. They're worried about their own economies because the world economy will be shattered if we became a socialist country and we went down the tubes.
Now, I know,
so they're telling us.
I know you know a bit about economics, and I'm telling people, think about how strong our economy was. Think about where we were at under Donald Trump. If going through what we've gone through in the last 4, 5, or 6 months, you're still seeing record highs in the stock market. We had to be solid in some way, shape, manner, or form. True?
Yeah, absolutely. Or otherwise, we'd be devastated. I mean, we took a giant hit, almost like a Great Depression type of hit. And the Democrats are prolonging the agony. There's no reason why kids can't go to school.
No.
All the data indicates that most of the people who died were 85 and older, and they had problems with their health. They may really have died of pneumonia. They may really have died of other things. Diabetes, weight was the problem with some people, heart, lungs, different problems people get when they get older.
You don't get extra money from the government for those diseases. I know it's a joking matter, but I jokingly said that, my God, since COVID, we've cured cancer, we've cured heart disease, we've cured diabetes, because nobody dies from those things anymore. Everybody dies from COVID. So,
yeah, right. Well, you know what? The government pays the hospital more money if the patient died from COVID than if he died with a heart attack or lung problems or other problems. So there is a built-in motivation to help get those numbers up. And by the way, I heard on the radio today, I listened in between doing shows, and I heard on the news that 180,000 people have now died in America. Well, guess what? Those 180,000 people, we learned from the CDC that only 6% of the current numbers really are the correct number who died. So instead of 180,000, it's more like 5,000 who died of COVID, and the rest were comorbidities. They had other problems that they died from. But they didn't primarily die from COVID. That's only 6%. 94% of that number is bogus, basically.
I know. And you know what else?
Kids don't get it at all. They hardly get it. They don't transmit it. And the few kids that have gotten it, by the way, had comorbidities themselves. They were sick kids.
Yeah. So what they would say to you is what they said to me, okay, is that if it wasn't for COVID, they would have lived through their heart disease, diabetes, lung, whatever. You have no way of knowing that. The regular flu could have taken them out. We lose 80,000 people on average a year on the regular seasonal flu. So
this one has given us less deaths than the regular seasonal flu.
Wow.
But people also die from heart and other things, but they count them other ways.
Yeah. Well,
they only counted this one specially, and I think the reason they did it, I've come to the conclusion, no other way to interpret the data, but these people wanted to make us alarmed. They wanted to shut down the country. They wanted to throw a monkey wrench into the best economy that America has ever had because they wanted Donald Trump to lose. That's why everybody needs to go out, make sure Trump gets reelected so we can go back to the economy we once had. And let's face it, they try to do everything to get Trump. The Ukraine impeachment didn't work. The Russian hoax didn't work. And now the anarchy isn't going to help.
No.
And the COVID-19 isn't going to help.
No, I'm with you. I love it. I think this is hilarious. But you and I both know that fear stops people dead in their tracks. Fear will make people make stupid mistakes. I think it's interesting, like this thing with the paycheck, or not the paycheck, not just the stimulus checks either, where they want to extend some kind of paycheck help for people, unemployment help for people. And the Democrats are holding up in a very pure sense. It's not nothing, no political game to speak of. They're just flat out saying, no, we want more money for these people, want more money for this and more money for this, or we're not going for it, while people are home starving. And when the president wanted to give them temporary money, say, look, I'm just going to sign an executive order, make it happen, and we can come back to the table, they say what? No. I don't want to come back to the table. I want it done now. So let the rest of them starve.
Most people don't know what was in the bill that they could not come to agreement on.
Oh, you're right.
Or why they really didn't come to agreement. But one of the biggest things was that Nancy Pelosi wanted to make ballot harvesting legal throughout the country so they could use that technique that they use in California to get away with a lot of votes. You know, we have the case in Texas where somebody harvested 1,700 ballots and then filled them in himself.
Yes.
And I think he's on his way to jail.
Yeah. But we don't have voter fraud. Just ask a Democrat. They'll tell you.
Well, we do. And when we have mail-in ballots, it's ripe for fraud. But that's one of the reasons why Trump would not sign that bill and go along with it. He did not want to make harvesting nationwide legal. And you know what else they wanted to do? They wanted to make it illegal to verify signatures on ballots.
Yeah, what?
So you couldn't tell whether or not the person registered was actually voting. That's terrible.
Oh, look, it. You knew we were heading in this direction when they started approving same-day voter registration, no IDs, you know.
Yeah.
I come from Boston, a city that's ripe with corruption and what have you. And we saw what was going on there. You look at that, you say, Mike, don't you see what's happening here? You know, Dr. Lomero, what I always say is this, and I have a chapter in my book said, you know, why do they have to lie to win? And in it, I call them out and say, look, if you have a good product, if you have a product that'll work, if you have the shiny car or whatever it is, you don't have to lie about it. Just put it out in front of people. They'll deal with it, won't they?
Absolutely. No, they know what's going on. They also know that it's fraud that they're promoting. You know, you need a voter ID in 100 countries around the world. There's about 200 countries in the world. 100 of them have elections that require voter ID, you know, across the whole nation. We don't have that, but why not? We're the number one free country in the world that has elections. We should certainly have voter ID, because that would cut down on voter fraud. If everybody had to produce a current voter ID with an address and a name,
oh no,
picture,
we want to do that.
Cut down a lot of votes for the Democrats.
Got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Dr. Gerard Lomero will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room. And look, I keep trying to get involved, get engaged, get informed. And though I appreciate the fact that you listen to my show, I appreciate the fact that you take the time to be involved and engage with my show. There are other people out there that have information. They have good information. So feel free to listen to them as well. Pull your information and check us all out. Just because we say it doesn't make it gospel truth, as they say. So don't let us lead you down the wrong path either. I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, let's welcome Dr. Gerard Lomero to the show. He's an author, political analyst. You find him on many, many other radio shows and TV shows. Head over to his website, greatnewsforamerica.com, greatnewsforamerica.com. Got some great books there that you need to pick up. People read. People aren't reading anymore. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, I'm happy to be with you, always.
You know, I found it interesting. There was a recent study done and found that, what was it, almost 80% of the people that go to church do not read their Bibles on a regular basis, but I would love to know what the regular basis was. Once a week, once a day, and only 9% of Christians say that they actually do pick up their Bible and read it every day, even if it's just a couple of passages. And I thought that's quite interesting. Can you imagine being a medical doctor or what have you and never opening up a medical book?
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's got to be tough.
That's right.
But back to what we're talking about here, and What about Congress as a whole, the Senate? And do you think that the we'll deal with Congress at first. We're going to deal with with our representatives. Do you think that the crime and what's going on in the streets right now is actually helping Trump and helping congressional candidates on our side?
No question. Yeah, the Democrats are getting a lot of people turned off on them. Those people can't wait to vote against the Democrats. So I think it's going to help Trump. And it's also going, because they're going to vote for him as the law and order person. They know he's a law and order person. They can't say he caused it. You know, Democrats are saying he caused all the anarchy and riots. They think this is a joke. And so, yeah, and it's also going to help those who are conservative who are running for office. For example, Kasich in Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
Her walking through and the
great
incredible
commercial.
Number of views of her commercial and that. And that is resonating with lots of people. Lots of blacks feel the exact same way, that the Democrats have taken them for granted and have never delivered on any promises. And why not vote for Trump?
But not to interrupt you, but I don't want to get too far afield here. That Baltimore commercial, I mean, she is one of the first Republican candidate of any kind that actually took it to them. That actually got up in their face and said, look what you have done. You know, you've done nothing for my community, for our community. And who else have you seen over the last 5 years, a Republican, really go after the Democrats like that? Other than Trump?
No, they've enabled the Democrats to get away with a lot by not attacking them for the obvious.
Right.
But you see, the Republican Party now has a leader. Donald Trump is a leader. You know, we have that General Patton, if you will, trend in American politics, where the American people want a General Patton, somebody tough, somebody's going to fight for what's right. They got it. Donald Trump is a leader. And because of that, he's enabling other people to say, hey, I can say that too. I can call him out also. And so he's standing up for the Democrats. I heard him today in Pennsylvania. He was terrific. In his visit to Pennsylvania and calling out Biden and the Democrats. And he also was mentioning everybody running for Congress on the Republican Party in Pennsylvania. So he's helping people in close races to flip seats. That's why the House is going to turn Republican this fall.
Yeah, and you know what? The more I think about it, I've heard some people say this too, and at first I just kind of blew it off, but Trump is actually changing the party, and he's changing the core of the party. When you have Ted Cruz, who he verbally abused, the same thing with Rand Paul, when you look at what he did with those guys, and now they've turned around and said, you know what? No, we can do this. No, he is a good president. They were uncomfortable with the way he was speaking, but now they sound like him, don't they?
Well, yeah, because he did things that the people in the Republican Party who said they were conservative didn't do for years. They paid lip service to the principles of conservatism, but they didn't deliver. They always sort of acquiesced or caved into the Democrats when push came to shove. But Trump stuck with his message. He stuck with his principles. He stuck with his promises. And other people are feeling empowered to do the same, and they are doing it. There are lots of people running who are much more conservative. And by the way, 2016, 2018 also saw the cleaning of the House from a lot of the rhinos have lost their jobs, retired early, or decided they just couldn't take Donald Trump's changing the party.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't want to change. They want to stay the same. But Trump, it's just what Ivanka said in the lead up to Trump's speech at the convention on Thursday night. She said, Washington did not change my father, Donald Trump. Donald Trump changed Washington. That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to change him, but he's changing them.
You know, he showed up like the light in the kitchen of an old apartment, and all the cockroaches had to go running to the corners.
That's right.
Seriously. At first they thought that he wasn't going to do it, and then they thought they weren't going to, when they figured out that he was going to go for them and go for the throat and not play any games, that's when they came at him the way they have, turning up the heat, and now they're using the AG there in New York City.
or New York to go after his companies or what have you. And I'm thinking, if he doesn't win, not that I don't believe he won't win, but if he doesn't win, can you imagine the hate and lies and what they're going to bring down on him and his family in this, the Dems, if they take control?
Sure. Well, they're not going to get control. By the way, one thing for people to think about who are going out to vote, make sure you vote for the Republican or the conservative Republican who's running for district attorney. Because the left has been trying to infiltrate the DAs and put in these people who are against bail, against prosecuting.
Yep.
Back in Portland, the district attorney there said he will not indict anyone for rioting. He will not indict them for, violent protests. He just lets them off the hook. Well, that's ridiculous. You got to have law and order. You can't let people riot and not pay a price. They need to be caught. And it's important that we get the right DAs in. But that's been a strategy of the left. They're trying to change our society one step at a time to get to socialism, and that's one of the ways. Let all the criminals off the hook. Ridiculous.
You know what it is? I'm shamelessly plugging my book, but whatever. But I wrote about this years ago. And
yeah,
what I said in it was, they can't have any absolutes. My first chapter is absolutes? Absolutely not. Because then what you have when you have an absolute is you have a right and wrong. And they can't deal with strictly right and wrong. It doesn't fit any of their narratives. They have to be flexible enough to change right and wrong as they go. And I've been referring to them as the party of non-responsibility lately, because they don't take responsibility for anything that's their fault. Absolutely nothing.
That's just correct.
You're
right.
Amazing.
That's a very good point you make in that book. And you know what else? They basically want to have no standard, because they want to make every call at the moment in whatever way is best for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to have standards for anybody. In other words, if they want to put you in jail, they'll find a reason. They'll find something you did wrong, or something they said you did wrong, or something they turn into something wrong that isn't wrong. They want to make decisions without any moral standards, without any laws. They basically are lawless. Fundamentally, they're against law and order, certainly against the Constitution for the same reason. It presents a standard. They don't want standards.
No. The Constitution, you heard of Barack Obama say, he's one of the first person really to say it out loud, where this thing gets in your way, slows us, it's slowing me down. Thank
Isn't
God.
Terrible. Yeah.
Thank God that that's what happened. All right, look, tell people where they can get more information about you, buy your books, and pick up any kind of newsletter that you're writing.
Right. Well, first of all, my website is greatnewsforamerica.com. It's named after one of my books that was popular, greatnewsforamerica.com. And if they go to the website, there's a contact button. If they want to punch the contact button, they can ask for a copy of my weekly blog post. And I send out a link that talks about the fact there's a new blog post, and it gives you a little summary, and then you can click on the link to go to the website. There's about 200 pages on my website, believe it or not. Lots of stuff to read. 10 laws for winning presidential elections I wrote about 25 years ago. It still works.
Wow.
If you want to run for president, I suggest you read that page. And you can get all my books at Amazon.
Yeah, well, you know what? I tell people to buy them, go directly to a website, builds traffic, that kind of stuff. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Oh, I have a great time.
All right, Joe Messina, your host, listening to Railside of GCN Live. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Look, and even if you don't have a job, you can afford some health care. We'll talk about that later.